Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
I hear peace with me.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome to My Authentic Lifestyle, where your silence will not protect you. My name is Mo Love, and I am the host of My Authentic Lifestyle, which means living and being our true selves, regardless of what others may think or feel. Today, we're going to be talking about honoring yourself. And I just want to go off the dome today. We are going to talk about honoring yourself, and I really want to talk about honoring myself. The last time we actually spoke, which was a month ago, this is our third show, by the way, I come to the realization of how valuable I am to me, myself, and my health, my mind, my spirit, all of that. I know I'm 40 years old and I'm just realizing this, but it is the truth. I finally realized what it really means to be true to myself, and I think that's one of the reasons why I actually chose a show such as this one, which is My Authentic Lifestyle. I'm becoming more and more clear on why I have to be so authentic with myself and with others. Just like being in a relationship, when you're in a relationship, um, sometimes we get so comfortable with each other that we tend to throw blinders up and ignore what is definitely not needed in our life. I've been doing that for the past 6 years, and but you know, one of the things I do recognize is that I don't really blame the other person. They showed up in my life because I had to learn how to value who I am. And that was the only type of person that could show me that I need to value who I am. And, but, you know, over the past 6 years, I've been compromising myself, compromising who I am and what I want in life and how I want to be and how I want to be treated. I've been compromising myself so that I can be with this other person. And I realize it's breaking my spirit. It broke my spirit. And, you know, this is definitely coming off the dome right now. I really just want to pour out my feelings. So I hope you guys don't mind, whoever's listening. But I am definitely at that, in this place, in space, in time, where I truly honor myself. And I realize that I just need to say what I feel when I feel it. And just be true to myself. Just be totally true with who I am. I do not have any regrets of letting go of people who are not going to serve my highest good. And I just need to always remember that. If they are not going to give me what I need in my life that is going to serve my purpose, going to serve my health, just going to serve my spirit in divine order and to the best of my ability, then I just really don't need people like that in my life. Also I want to express that this past weekend has been one heck of a weekend because we truly honored ourselves yesterday. We had a play event, and we truly, truly, truly had so much fun. We had a lot of fun yesterday. It is nothing like being a big kid again and honoring our inner child, and I think that's what we did yesterday. We had a ball. Ade, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Ade, thank you. I wanted you to come on the show. That was planned, but you just didn't know that. I wanted.
Yeah, I know. I see. It was planned, but I didn't know it.
Yeah. I wanted to thank you for coming out yesterday because we had such a ball, and I realized how much you know how to play, and you're such a big kid at heart. I didn't know you had all that in you.
Well, don't judge my parents because you ain't seen nothing yet.
I didn't see nothing yet.
I appreciate that.
Ade, how do you feel? What do you do as far as honoring yourself on a day-to-day?
What do I do?
Yes.
Well, let me give you the very short version. Because, you know, radio hosts know how to talk. But what do I do honoring myself? One of the things that I'm really learning to do, and it's a bit of a challenge, is to just sit myself down. And just sit down if I want to watch television and not pull myself away from the computer. What I do is what I love. So sometimes it's hard to pull myself away because I'm always thinking of something else I need to do. Yesterday, coming to the play event was very good for me. And the reason I even got there, the time I got there is because there were things I was doing for work. And for this week, I'm trying to get some things out of the way. And I didn't leave early, but I had to tell myself, okay, enough already. And I had a great time. So for me, it's really taking that time to be still, to just stop and do whatever I want to do. And when the thought comes up and saying thoughts that says, oh, you should be doing this, you could be doing that, you haven't finished your website, just say thank you. I appreciate the thought. You know, just really. So it's a bit of a challenge because as I was sharing with your guest that's going to join us today, Dora, yesterday at a play event, it was, I tell people, if I wasn't doing what I was doing, I'll be doing what I'm doing. So this is what I do. My life is my work. My work is my life. Say that again?
As that you play for a living.
That's right. I play for a living. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, but I still play for a living. So for me, it's really taking time to meditate, taking time to stay in bed longer, especially during the weekends. During the week, there's a whole different conversation. But meditation helps me to get my mind right because I know once I get out of bed and in front of that computer, it's maybe 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The next thing I know, it's like 9 p.m. at night. How did that happen? So, yes.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I really enjoyed you, and I really wanted you to come on and say something, but you didn't know it. That was planned. I appreciate you so much, and we are, you know, this is the third show that we did, that we've done, so I'm surprised I made it this long, but I'm still here.
I'm looking forward to the weekly show.
The weekly show, right.
Yeah. And next time, don't be punking somebody who owns a radio network. If you're going to do something, let them know in advance. No, I'm cool. This is what I do. You can never catch me off guard. And if you do, I'll pretend you didn't.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate you coming on at the last minute. And thank you for letting us know how you honor yourself on a daily basis.
You're very welcome.
So important to honor who we are and be true to ourselves first, and you know, more than anything, be true to ourselves.
Yes, indeed. Because if we don't honor ourselves, we can't teach other people how to treat us. So we gotta learn.
Say that one more time today.
I say if we don't learn to honor ourselves, we can't teach other people how to treat us.
Oh my God. So, hold on a day. Gotta keep it going, okay? So, basically, really, what goes on in your relationship with somebody, if it's not going the way that you want it to go, would you say it's really your fault, isn't it?
Well, I augment that a little bit.
If you're not honoring yourself.
Right, exactly. It's not necessarily fault because I believe relationships, it doesn't matter what kind of relationships we're in, if it's romantic, if it's friendship, co-workers, they reflect to us areas of our lives that we've mastered and areas of our lives that we need to work on. So if a relationship is not working or it's giving me so much challenge, I can blame the other person or I have the choice to say, what is it about this situation that I don't like? Why is it causing me so much pain? What do I need to look at for myself? Am I speaking up? Am I just tolerating? You know, sometimes we tolerate things. And tolerate means putting up with. So when you put up with something, after a while, you're like, you know what? Enough already. And then we explode and we blame the other person. So
exactly.
It's really being clear with myself when I'm tolerating, when I'm not speaking up. So if I don't do that, if I'm tolerating, I'm not honoring myself. But I got to get to a point where I say, you know, this is not working for you. And sometimes it's a bit challenging to communicate that to the other person and say, you know, this is not working for me or I have an issue with this. Sometimes I have to coach myself to a place to do that. And sometimes it's easy. But, you know, life is trial and error. There's no perfect way.
Exactly. There is no perfect way. You just have to go with it. Nobody gave me a book. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a guide. Mm-hmm. Just going off the dome.
Going off the dome, keeping it real, and coming from the heart. Yeah, that's what authenticity is about. It's like really showing up And sometimes some people don't like it. Some people would admire it. Some people would be inspired. And some people just don't even care because they're too busy working in their own authenticity. They're not even thinking about you.
Oh, wow. Right, exactly. They're not thinking about you. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. As long as we honor ourselves, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
They think about us, think about us, right?
Indeed. That's it. That's
as long
all that matters.
We are thinking about ourselves.
Yes.
So,
yes, yes, yes.
So, okay, well, Day, I so appreciate you. I did not mention that I have a really special guest that is coming on, and I want to go ahead and get her on the conversation with us about honoring ourselves. And this young lady is a really, 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 really beautiful person. She's a beautiful person. She was on the last show briefly for, what, like 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the last show. I really want to get her perspective on honoring ourselves. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're taking questions and comments, and call in at 347-426-3346, and do not forget to press 1 on the keypad. Like I was saying, Ms. Dora Chambers is our guest today. She is someone very special. I used to really admire this woman. She used to get up on stages full of probably about tens of thousands of people at in an arena and really speak her truth. And out of anybody in this organization, she was one of the main people that really inspired me as far as being a black woman and being a black businesswoman. She really inspired me. She had convictions. She was just powerful. She had a powerful speaking voice that just resonated in me. And I just was like, wow, I would love to be able to do that one day. Anyways, I just want to go ahead and tell you a little bit about Ms. Chambers. She is a seasoned professional that is committed to operating at the highest level of excellence. She has over 20 years of combined experience in business and leadership development, relationship marketing, and sales training and quality assurance. After devoting 11 years to her career as a quality assurance specialist in the nuclear industry, Ms. Chambers' worst fears became a reality, a threat to everyone working in corporate America. She was downsized, and her life crossed over into a newfound reality where she found herself as one of society's hidden homeless. Ms. Chambers made history as the first African-American woman to reach the position of regional vice president. She has become a legend in the history building an international organization of thousands of distributors that spans the globe with millions of dollars in sales revenue. Ms. Chambers has become one of the most requested trainers and speakers in the industry. So I would like to bring on Ms. Dora Chambers. Is she there?
I am. I am. Hello.
Hello, Ms. Chambers.
Oh, I get the applause and everything. That's awesome.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Greetings.
Yes.
Greetings.
The world is applauding you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Greetings to you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous and amazing, and as I always like to say, getting better by the second. It's truly an honor and a pleasure to be on the line with you on My Authentic Lifestyle. I'm excited to be here. Definitely been looking forward to this conversation. So I'm blessed. I'm awesome.
Well, okay, so are you recuperating from yesterday?
Yes, you know, I felt a little sore, and I can't quite figure out. I think it was from the hula hooping, at least when I was trying to hula hoop.
Oh, my God. Did you have a good time or what?
I had a ball. It was so much fun. I've been talking about it all day today, just how it was so great, as you spoke about earlier, you know, being able to tap into your inner child that always wants to get out, and, you know, definitely getting a chance to reintroduce myself to my inner child. She's definitely had a great time, and it was just so much fun. It was truly amazing.
It really was. And you know what? That was like my first time actually really hanging out with you. And you look like you
I know. Amazing. We've always been in the business arena, always, you know, handling business. So, yeah, I think that was our first time being able just to let go and have a great time with each other.
Exactly. So that was a treat for me. So I really appreciate that. I love to play.
I love it. I think, you know, because, you know, when you work so hard and you know, you have that 8-to-fate mentality in business and business development, you know, I really have been one of those individuals that really make sure that I take that time to just play. So that's why I travel a lot, you know, so I can give myself that downtime just to have a good time. It's nothing like it. You got to have that balance.
Exactly. I mean, what we did yesterday was truly the essence of honoring ourselves. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Todd mentioned, you know, one of the guys that was spraying everybody.
Yeah.
He mentioned right after, he was like, man, that was so much fun. I felt like a kid again. Like, it was like, he couldn't believe it. He was just like, I felt like a kid again. So, yeah, so that was.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, we're in business and everybody's in the hustle and bustle. You know, sometimes things are so uptight and so tense and so stressed out all the time. I think sometimes we don't realize how there's a part of us that's just really just desiring to just to let it go for a minute and just be free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me just ask you, being a black businesswoman with as much drive and tenacity that you have, and you have a lot of tenacity, how do you honor yourself?
Well, you know, I think honoring myself, it for me, the first thing that comes to mind is truth. I think it's about being true to yourself and being honest with yourself. And honoring yourself is telling yourself it's okay to be you. So I honor myself first and foremost by telling myself it's okay to be me. It's okay to be my unique self, powerful and beautiful, because in the business arena, sometimes we as women think you have to lose one to have the other. You know, to lose the grace, you have to be this and you have to be that. So I think first and foremost in honoring myself, I first tell myself it's okay. It's okay to be who I am. It's okay to be awesome. It's okay to be extraordinary. It's okay to have fears. It's okay to show weakness. It's okay to be different and unique and to embrace that and everything that comes with it. I honor myself. I allow myself to, you know, walk in my purpose without apology. And I think that's so important because sometimes when you're called or have a certain purpose in your life, what we tend to do is tread lightly because we feel we have to apologize for it. So in honor of myself, I do so and I do me without apology. But most importantly, you know, for me, honoring myself is loving me. And I think in loving yourself, it goes back to the first word I said is truth. I think it's just about being truthful to you, being your true self. And in that, that is the greatest gift of love that you can ever have is loving yourself and respecting your own, you know, respecting yourself and respecting who you are and all that comes with it, all the flaws and all the imperfections and every piece of me I've learned to love and to embrace her.
Right, exactly. And, you know, because I think that's one of the reasons why I was drawn to you because I felt that from you just by how you get up on the stage and you would speak, and it just felt like you spoke from your heart. You just, you know, I just felt you. Whatever you were going through, I felt your pain, I felt your joy,
yes.
I felt it, and you just seemed real to me. I was like, okay. Well, she can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, and you know, and that's true because, you know, it is about being authentic. You know, sometimes being on the stage or the platform of life, or whether it's the stage or the platform of business or any type of arena, sometimes if we're not careful, we put on the costume and we put on the mask. And we become someone that we think everybody else wants to see or needs to hear from. And as a result of that, if you're not careful, you're not honoring yourself, you're not being true to yourself, and therefore you're introducing the world to someone that you're really not. And for me, I had to tell myself, well, no, that's not my journey. That's not my story. That's not who I am. And if the universe is allowing this platform for me to stand on, first of all, it's an awesome opportunity, but also it's an awesome responsibility. And with that responsibility, I felt and understood that in honor of myself and the purpose or reason why that platform was created for me was to be that woman or that person that was going to be truthful and honest. Because I always understood this, and I always felt it from the deepest part of me, that somebody needed to hear my story as it was, without all the fluff, without all the performance. But somebody out there needed to hear my story as it was.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes.
And so, I think that's what touched me. Exactly. Okay, you're listening to Life Conversations Radio. We are going to go to a break at this moment. After break, please call in with your questions and comments. Call 347-426-3346. Dora, you'll be back with us after the break?
I'll be back.
Okay. take it away, please.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on Life Conversations Radio. This is Mo Love, and we're talking about honoring yourself. Dora, are you still there? Dora?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm here. Okay.
Okay, before we continue, I just would like to bring Basa on. Are you there, Ambassa? Can you speak up?
Yeah, sure I can. Give me a voice. I'm giving a voice back to the community, back to the community, back to the community. Give thanks for all the authentic.
After the play.
Yes, I'm just happy to join the authentic, happy, joyful, fun-loving, honorable crew. I'm so happy to be back with y'all.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. We had a wonderful time. Ambassa, can you tell us a little bit about what you did yesterday and how you honored yourself?
Yeah, well, I was present. That's the first and foremost thing. It's when the vision came about playing and about knowing what it was, you know, being authentic and being and honoring yourself, it's like, last year when the vision came, it was more like, well, what do people want? And the voice was like, what? And I said, what do they need? What do they want and they need? And the spirit said, well, what do you want and what do you need? And when I felt it, you know, it was like an eye-opener, because normally I would always think about other people and what they need. That was my modus operandi. You know, it's like that's where I hid. And to the point where I was listening to the door earlier, and I was listening. You know how when you listen to people, you're listening from a place of okay, and then you download about how did you fit in that equation? What does it mean to you? How do you feel really about that in your being, right? And it was coming to me that, you know, the reason why I was afraid of the microphone is not because I didn't have anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
It was more that Dora was talking about offending people and being, you know, in a place of not worrying about that anymore. Well, that was one of my issues. Was it wasn't that I didn't know that I knew that I knew that I knew from spirit. I always know. You know, you don't think you know. And so the whole inspiration was being stifled. And so when you talk about authenticity now, the freedom that playing gives you, you can speak your truth. What do children do out there? Yes, sometimes they're hurtful, and that's why they have to be trained in the way they should go. But some, you know, it's a whole thing about you don't want to break their spirit either when they say certain things. You want to just kind of guide that. You know, did you really mean that to hurt him? Did you really mean that to? So when we speak to each other in these relationships called life now, as we are in this age, maturity, you know, we still can play. We still can have fun. We still can be authentic. We still can say what's on our heart. We still can say it with love.
Exactly.
Because the children are not, when you look at most age, I mean, you're really going to have to look pretty hard to find a really, you know, bad, awful, terrible child. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're so coming, they came just from the Creator, so ripe and ready, even over the years when they get up to 12. I mean, even the ones that are in the street with the pants hanging down, they still have a certain amount of God-like innocence. Because of that timeliness of how long they've been away from that source, you know. So
right.
I said a lot, and I'm feeling a lot just from being inspired by your conversations with our day with Dora. Where are you? Thank you for coming
on.
Yay! I couldn't stop. It's just, today has just been nonstop as well. It's been great.
Let me ask both of you guys a question, since both of you guys are on. What do you suggest as far as giving an advice to people who are in relationships and they know there's something not right, but they just can't. They just don't know how to get out of what they're in. Can you give them advice as far as like honoring themselves, or you know, what kind of advice can you give to our listeners?
Okay, now honestly,
well,
authentically.
Go ahead,
I'm going to say honestly and authentically. I didn't hear the question because my little playmates here were distracting me. So I'm going to need to hear the question again, okay?
Okay. Honoring yourself in relationships, what advice can you give to someone who is in a relationship that may feel like they need to get out of the relationship, but they just don't know how?
Okay.
You know, what advice can you give someone that, you know, so they can honor themselves, basically?
Okay. Well, first of all, I would say don't move a muscle first. Stay right there. Freeze. Freeze, breathe, and sit down. You know, just breathe out. And allow your inner self, yourself, to be able to God, the creator, the Christ energy, whatever you want to call it, to speak through to you and then through you. Because, you know, a lot of times we get all mixed up. Yes, we're human, and that's why we're here, and that's why it's fun. Because we get to do it wrong. We get to do it, quote, unquote, wrong. We get to do it incorrect. We get to do it where it knocks us on our butt. You know, but right now, when we are in this relationship and it's really tearing us apart and our heart is hurting because we don't even know, we don't know how to stay in, we don't know how to get out, you know, the idea is just to stop. Because one of the things that I'm sure that most people have been doing is going back and forth and talking about it and trying to, you know, talk over the other person and be right, and it's always the other person's fault. And even when we talk about the mirror sometimes, we say, oh, yeah, that's just a reflection of me and, you know, all that stuff that sounds good on paper, you know. But for real, it is in the heart, and the heart is where the altar is, and that's where God, where our God really resides. And so when we know, we can feel when it's right. We know when the flags are up. In our gut, we know when it's truth really being spoken from ourselves or other people. So when we tap in, when we take that moment to just stop, breathe, and keep breathing, you're going to come with something, even if it's you bursting in tears and you stuff coming up from a long time ago and things that were really hurtful are really there. Because sometimes we move too quickly to move out of a relationship because we didn't do our work. My advice to them, if I would say it to anyone, is to always know that you have done every single thing that in your power you know that you could have done. Then you can feel free to say, I can walk away and be okay. I can walk away and be okay, because even if you walk away, there may be another day where you come back to stay. Okay, come on, boy, speak life. Okay, oh, what? Come with me, y'all. Okay, there may be another day. Right? A day? You don't know. Anyway, let me stop. But, you know, what I'm saying is people can come back, and they may come back, or they may come back and be another way and still come forward and be peace and be love and be joy for whomever else they're about to go to.
Exactly. You're listening.
So to be peaceful is to say, I am doing. Yeah, I've done everything I can.
Life Conversations Radio.
Okay. Yes, it is.
We're talking about honoring ourselves. We're talking about honoring ourselves. Please call in with your questions and comments at 347-426-3346. And do not press 1 on the keypad. Yes. You are so right. I had to do my little business. I'm sorry, Ms. Umbach.
And listen, you're doing it dutifully, too. And I must say, wait. I must honor you because you straight said you were coming from the dome, the cuff, and everything else, and you did it. You did the damn thing. You did the damn thing. Okay? Can I say that? Yes, I can.
Okay.
I think that I can say anything I want to say on the radio.
Exactly. But I want to hear from Dora. She's quiet back there.
She's bubbling back there. Come on, Dora.
Yes. Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is exactly what Sister said. You know, peace be still. You know,
yes.
I've learned that, you know, again, it's not about reacting. And it's not about looking at the other person, trying to figure out all the faults and why you feel the need to leave, but it really is about being peaceful, sitting still, taking inventory, loving on you and not and willing to take inventory of self.
Right.
We often in relationships we want to put the list together and the inventory list on the other person, and instead of taking inventory of self. And I've learned that. I've definitely learned that, just to be peaceful within yourself and be honest with yourself and your own self-inventory, and really take, you know, stock in who are you and how are you showing up in the situation? How are you showing up in the relationship? It's very important. And again, that requires truth. You have to be honest. You have to be authentic. You have to be honest and say, oh, well, you know, I'm falling short in this area, and I fell short in this area. And because it's so easy to point the finger at someone else. It's easier to put the blinders on or to turn the lights off on yourself and not want to be exposed or, you know, enlightened about who you really are and how you're showing up in a relationship. And I think it is true. I found that one of the most important questions I always ask myself in any situation is, what is an angel doing here?
What
and
is
what
an
I mean by that, what is an angel doing here? I've learned to ask that question many, many years ago. And whenever I feel myself getting flustered or frustrated or, oh, my God, you know, getting in that, oh, my God, desperate situation, I got to get out of here, got to get out. You know, my whole thing is peace, be still. Be still and ask yourself a very important question. What is an angel doing here? Meaning, I believe that we're all angels here on a lesson, and everything that we go through, no matter good or bad, is to teach us a lesson. So the key is, what is the lesson? What am I supposed to learn? Not the other person supposed to learn. What am I supposed to learn? But in every experience, in every relationship, regardless of the season of that relationship, regardless of how long or how short, what we have to understand, there's a reason for that. And it's preparing you and or that other person for something. And in that preparation, it is teaching you a lesson. And in every lesson, you're either a student or you're the teacher. But one of the things I've discovered in almost every experience, you're both. Meaning you're learning and you're also teaching. But see, we always feel like we're teaching someone else. No, that experience is teaching you to be authentic and be true to yourself. And I think one of the things I've discovered personally is that once I'm willing to be honest and honor myself, sometimes you realize the person just isn't really as bad as you thought they were. It's you.
Right. Exactly.
But even in that, and as Sister said before, but once you've done inventory, there is a peace. I believe that if there ever comes a time where that season and that relationship must end, it should be done in peace and love. So if it's not done with that, then it's not complete. Meaning if there comes a point where you make that loving decision to where, okay, I'm letting go, and the letting go is out of love, not out of, you know, anger, not out of hate, but the letting go is out of love, first and foremost for yourself, but also for the other person as well. Sometimes, you know, we use that cliche, you love a person, you let them go, and if, you know, if it comes back, it was meant to be. You know, we say that as a cliche, but it is true. If you love a person enough to where you realize, okay, this isn't working, not because of you, it's not working because of us. And there's a difference.
Exactly. Which is what I was saying in the beginning. Is, you know, that's why I said I don't blame them. I don't blame them. It's just if they're not able to, if we're not able to be who we need to be for each other, then okay, I can only be me and they can only be them. And
okay, but here's a little, you know, a little thought. You were what you needed to be at the season that you were together. So it doesn't mean that you weren't able to be there for each other. You were that for that season.
Right, that's true. But the season is over.
Does that make sense?
The
once the season is over,
so
season
so
changes.
The season
everything
over,
changes. But I said that in saying you give thanks for that season.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
And give thanks.
That you love on that. You love on that and you honor that.
Mm-hmm.
You love on that and you honor that season. Because I can look back at my life where you think, oh, my God, something just lasted for a moment, for a second. Mm-hmm. But then now you can reflect back and understand, oh, my God, had that person not been in my life, even if it was only for a blink of an eye,
they
got me through this situation.
That's right.
I mean, I can vividly remember some situations where it just seemed like, what was that even about? But I realized if that person hadn't been there at that moment, at that given season in my life, I wouldn't have been able to get through what I got through. So they were dancing. Listen, honor the season, no matter how long or short.
Right. Ajay, is Celeste on the phone?
What did you say?
Is Celeste on the phone? I don't recognize any of her.
Yes,
I don't recognize her.
Okay, yes,
I'm bringing her.
She's on.
Okay.
Hello.
You're live.
Celeste. Hello. You guys are having so much fun. That was just. I always like to stay in the shadows. That's the truth. But I am really enjoying all of you. I'm kind of mad. I missed all the water. But I did go for a walk yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It would have been nice to have you yesterday. Does everybody know Dora? Do you know Celeste? Do you know Dora?
No, I don't.
No,
but
I don't think we've ever met.
I was able to hear Dora a little bit last month, and I'm definitely enjoying her story.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
My pleasure.
But I just wanted to get your take on honoring yourself real quick. I really wanted you to come on the show too. So
I honor you because I hang out and I blasted my friends that you were on today too. But one of the things that I do to honor myself is by tapping into powerful information like what you're sharing. I'm a radio junkie. That's kind of my thing. I love to chill out on a Sunday and enjoy powerful women coming together and having a day in Mombasa and Dora together with this party that you're creating is the way that I honor myself because you have a powerful show. I mean, you're talking about authenticity and honoring yourself. And when we hear that conversation, it's easy for us to wake up on Monday morning and remember it.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to get your point of view on what we're talking about, and I also wanted to get back to Dora because this is her show. But I just wanted to have all the powerful women on the air right now, and spread your love to the airwaves out there, you know, because this is energy, this is positive energy going out. So
yes. And I thank you. I'm anxious to hear Dora, too. So I'm going to step back and continue enjoying. And, you know, weekly sounds good to me, too, Mo Love, okay?
I know.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement.
Okay, good. All right. Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you, Mbasa. Are you
still
here?
Good plug, Celeste. And we'll see you later, Dora. And we'll keep playing Mo Shun.
Yes, we're waiting for it. I've been telling everybody, oh, you gotta come play. So yes, I'm just waiting for the date. We're already ready to mark the calendar.
Well, I'm gonna stay on the sidelines and I'm gonna keep listening.
Okay.
All right.
If you need me, call me.
Peace and blessings. Yes.
All right.
Ms. Dora?
Yes, my sister.
All right. Let me do my little business. You're listening to My Authentic Lifestyle on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're not taking any more questions or comments. we are talking with Ms. Dora Chambers. And, Dora, you know, we don't have very much longer, but I'm going to ask you this. What spiritual practices do you have to stay balanced? Pertaining to honoring yourself?
Prayer, meditation, and I'm an avid faster. I'm definitely one who is definitely enrolled 100% in the power of prayer and fasting. So I fast a lot. I fast in the change of seasons in my life. I fast during the change of seasons in the universe as well. I believe that fasting, prayer, meditation is everything. Again, it goes back to being still. I think it's very important that in our busy schedules and, you know, out here, you know, hitting it hard and, you know, we're working on many things, as you know. We have so many projects going on and so many great things are happening. But in honoring yourself, you have to give yourself that spiritual nurturing. You have to give yourself time to replenish. You have to give yourself, because especially when you're givers, you know, when we give a lot. In my line of work, both professionally and with my philanthropy work as well, we're nurturers. You know, we're always giving, giving, giving. But it's so important to honor yourself, to take time out, because you can't give from an empty vessel. And so many times, especially as women, we think we can. And we try to. And after a while, that creates the dis-ease in your body, and it creates sickness and stress, and other things start happening. So in honor of myself, I really do take my time and allow myself to take the time to, you know, prayer, meditate, and fast. And I am also one, I will shut down for a full 24 hours, but I do allow myself just to play. For the last 18 years, I have, you know, consistently, you know, allow Friday to be my day, and I call it my happy day. You know, I love going to the movies. I love, you know, I'm one of those women that don't mind, you know, going to the movies by herself, eating by herself, and I can just have the best time ever because I'm my best friend. And I am my best company. And I just have a ball. I mean, I have a ball like a little kid on Friday. So I treat myself to my matinees and movie hop. And, you know, then I treat myself to a nice afternoon lunch and then dinner. And, you know, and I love it. And then I also love to travel. So I love to travel to the beaches of the world. And I'm a true beach bum, and in that too, I allow myself to honor myself in doing that. And again, it's okay, you know, for some reason, you know, when you think you're in business, some people think it's not okay to take time off to do you and to be you and to retreat. You know, somehow or another, people think, oh my God, you can never stop. And I found if you don't, you will. Yeah, you will be stopped. So, yeah, that's how I honor myself, and I allow myself those seasons to, you know, vacation, and allow myself those days off, and I don't allow anybody to disrespect that. So people know Miss Chambers doesn't work on Friday. Everybody knows Miss Chambers takes a nap every day at 4 o'clock, so before 4 to 5, you know you can't get me on the phone. And I've created a habit, and therefore everybody else knows. You know, it goes back to what Brother Ade said earlier. When you honor yourself, you teach other people how to respect you and treat you. So people know Fridays is a no-no. Right. And they know at 4 o'clock every day, Miss Chambers is laying it down and take a power nap. So, you know, people honor. It's interesting because you create a habit in your life, and other people respect that.
And that's right.
Your own
that's
rituals.
Right. That goes back to saying, you know, people, you got, well, that goes back to what they were saying. By honoring yourself, you're teaching people how to treat you.
That's exactly right. Those things are important to me.
Yeah, those are, I love everything that you do. I want to do that myself. And I'm going to do that. Be at that beach. Do more fun things. So let me ask you this. What inspires you to do more than what you already have accomplished in your life?
We're here to serve. I know I was called to be a servant leadership, and that's what I'm here to do. So my life work, my life journey, my purpose for being here is to serve. And in being a servant, your work is never done. So, you know, I always say that when I am laid down to rest, I will be completely used up. I mean, God has given me many gifts and talents, but he's also given me a heart for people. And our life is about ministry work. And so with that, you know, it will forever be ongoing. I will never stop because the work is, you know, the work continues.
Exactly. So,
what do you have coming up next month? Oh, yes, next month. We're Speaking Life, July 19th. We have created an amazing movement with Speak Life. We had an awesome event June 3rd at Network, and now has been activated. The energy has been activated for Speak Life movement. We're speaking life and healing in the form of artistic expression through spoken word. So July 19th in Atlanta, 14th Street Playhouse, we're going to continue that movement, and we're extremely excited about it.
I am so excited. That was the best spoken word I've been to.
Oh, wasn't it beautiful?
I cannot wait to know. You, I want to thank you, Dora. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for the honor. Thank you, my sister. I love you so much. Peace and blessings to each and every single one, and we wish you perfect peace, love, and joy.
Thank you. thanks. Give thanks. This was My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love. We were talking about honoring yourself. The third for the next show of My Authentic Lifestyle on mypopsicle.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.